It is amazing. It's amazing to see how people love it, how they love it. They make me love it more. It's because of, you know, we have it granted. We take it for granted, and then we see all people like passionate about the details, the music, the dance, and it's inspiring. It's like I came to learn and study Brazilian music again here with them because their enthusiasm invited me to dive into my own culture so I can share the culture and learn from them how to really embrace it in a way, in a more technical way, academic way, with all the classes and workshops, percussion and singing. Another thing I love is how much they want to learn Portuguese, the language, so that they are able to sing the songs along with us.
Now, you are a fluent Portuguese-English translator.
Yes.
Well. We're speaking with Celia Macedo and Dan Curtis, as well as Greg La Liberté, about Brazil Fest, which is happening in August. However, what's happening this weekend is a fundraiser for the Colorado Brazil Fest. It's going to feature Choro das Três. It's going to be a concert tonight at the Boulder Mennonite Church. Now, tell us a bit about what's happening this evening.
The ensemble that's here from Brazil is a quartet, a father and three of his daughters, and they're all extraordinarily talented, certainly some of the best choro musicians anywhere. And we were blessed to have them last year perform for the fundraiser for the festival, and everybody loved it so much. It was a great success. The concert was thrilling. We were glad to have them back for another performance, playing this incredible music, Chorinho, Choro for short.
What is it about this music and this rhythm that sticks with you, that makes you more enthusiastic to keep sharing it with people?
I can say it's uplifting.
Yeah.
Greg can share it more academically, but what it is sometimes we are talking about, the lyrics are talking about a drama, a broken heart or something, but you don't know if you don't understand the lyrics because the music is happy anyway. It's celebrating. So it's joyful. Everybody comes and it's very easy to be happy.
Yeah, and the Bateria Alegria, the performance ensemble of Boulder Summer School, plays music mostly from Rio and Rio's Carnival, which is the world's largest party. And so you got to keep people dancing through the night, and these instruments as loud as possible, the big drums, and it's just infectious.
There's something about it I've always been saying is it has some kind of magic in it. I don't want to sound glib about that, but I do believe this, that there's something in this music that goes beyond any other kind of music that I've experienced, which is classical jazz and everything else. It's extraordinary what this samba in particular has. It is infectious. You just can't help but feel wonderful.